Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
Singer, songwriter, labor activist, and a wobbly, Joe Hill was born in Sweden and immigrated to the United States in October of 1902. Within 12 years of his arrival, Joe Hill became a symbol and a martyr for a growing labor movement that was just starting to be born. According to the BBC, the only work Joe Hill could find when he first arrived in the United States was cleaning spittoons in one of the poor neighborhoods in New York City. He soon traveled west, working as a farmhand, a construction worker, a longshoreman, and finally a logger. There, he became involved with the International Workers of the World, or IWW, sometimes known as Wobblies. Although he wasn't a frontline organizer, he spent the years of 1911 to 1913 working with the IWW. He had a remarkable talent for writing poetry and songs. In fact, he first coined the phrase "pie in the sky" in his 1911 song, "The Preacher and the Slave." Give a listen. You'll get pie in the sky when you die. The fun of Joe's lyrics had a serious intent. This intent, however, wasn't well received by companies trying to avoid unions. Unfortunately, Joe Hill proved far easier to remove from this earth than his songs were. On January 10, 1914, Hill knocked on the door of a Salt Lake City doctor at 11:30 p.m. He asked to be treated for a gunshot wound he said was inflicted by an angry husband who had accused Hill of insulting his wife. Earlier that same evening, in another part of town, a grocer and his son had been killed, but had managed to wound a thief. When Joe went to the doctor in Salt Lake City to be treated, the police assumed they'd found their wounded thief. Tune in for our next Hidden History when Joe Hill goes to trial. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.